A nightmare inside a Walmart in Virginia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Someone with a gun walked in late last night and opened fire, killing six people, injuring others.
We believe it's a single shooter, and that single shooter is deceased at this time.
Chesapeake Police spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures rapidly and quickly.
One of those killed was found outside the store. This happened just days after the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs that left five dead, 19 others injured, including this man, Anthony, who says,
"For me personally, I will be uncomfortable going anywhere for a long time."
The accused killer was injured when some clubgoers fought back. Anderson Aldridge has been moved from a hospital to a jail cell, expected at a court hearing later today. There were two bombings in Israel today. One person dead, at least 18 others injured.
Police suspect the bombers were Palestinians, and if confirmed, the use of explosives in Jerusalem would be the most significant attack of its kind in years. Most of the casualties were from the first blast, reportedly a device left at a bus station on the outskirts of the city. The second took place near a separate bus stop.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump has lost his battle to keep tax returns he'd never made public from being released to Congress.
The Supreme Court has ordered the handover of former President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. This is ending a three-year legal fight. It is unclear when those records will be turned over or what the currently Democrat-controlled committee will do with them.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Republicans could stop the Trump tax probe when they take control of the House in January. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Millions of Americans will be traveling. Most will drive. For those who fly,
the airports are definitely a lot busier now, what with some of the restrictions being lifted. But it's definitely gotten a lot pricier.
Airfares are up 43% compared to last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In Ukraine, where there have been a lot of blackouts after Russian bombings damaged about half of the country's power facilities, a regional governor is also reporting a Russian missile hit a hospital near Zaporizhia, killing a baby in a maternity ward. The mother and doctor were rescued alive. Iran has drawn international ire, supplying armed drones to Russia used as bombs in Ukraine. And now there is more concern about Iran developing a nuclear weapon.
Iran's government has informed an international atomic watchdog it is enriching uranium at a higher level at its Fordo plant.
We certainly have not changed our view that we will not allow Iran to achieve a nuclear weapons capability.
National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby says reports suggest Iran is enriching at 60%. Weapons require 90% enrichment. Talks to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement abandoned by the Trump administration have stalled. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ticketmaster is going to be under more scrutiny in Congress.
Ticketmaster's botched rollout of Taylor Swift concert tickets enraged customers, had some lawmakers calling the Ticketmaster Live Nation merger from more than a decade ago a monopoly, and had Swift herself commenting that watching it all unfold was excruciating. Swift said her team was assured Ticketmaster could handle the high demand demand, but they could not, and canceled the sale of tickets last week after a presale. Now, Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, head of the Antitrust Committee, says they need to hold a hearing, that the companies failed to innovate and improve. Last week, even before the rollout of Swift tickets, some reporting indicated the Justice Department was investigating Live Nation, Ticketmaster's parent company, over possible antitrust violations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising slightly. The day after big gains, the Dow surged up almost 400 points. The Nasdaq gained 149. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.